the new sensation in the nation. Pizza Boy USA. He's the flying saucer innovation. Pizza Boy USA. He's getting ready now. Listen to that crowd. He's a Pizza Boy USA. Toss a pizza, roll a pizza up and all around.
Here's the Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest has spent the better part of the last 3 years eating pizza. All kinds, thick, thin, deep dish, stuffed, wood fired, you name it, all of it. Research for Steve Dolinsky's new book, Pizza City USA, 101 Reasons Why Chicago is America's Greatest Pizza Town, out this fall. But that hasn't stopped Steve from jumping ahead to bring his knowledge to the masses. He's begun a series of walking tours, certain Chicago neighborhoods, to get a sample of why he believes that Chicago is second to none when it comes to pie. Steve Dolinsky is, of course, Chicago's number one foodie. The journalist goes by The Hungry Hound for his broadcast on ABC 7 and is the producer and host of The Feed podcast with his co-host, Chef Rick Bayless. He's won a gazillion James Beard Awards, which, by the way, are this Monday in Chicago. And he's in studio tonight. Steve, good to see you, bud.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on,
and
Justin.
You brought in pizza as well.
I brought you pizza, of course. I'm the pizza boy, USA.
How are you not sick of pizza by now? You've been eating at your Instagram feed. Everything that I know about you, every time I've seen you in the last 3 years, you have pizza in your mouth.
Every other post is a pizza post. I get it. I did a pizza tour today, actually, for some concierges and for some press. It's a lot of pizza. But I gotta do this because it's all about, for the next couple of months, before the book comes out, we started this pizza tour business just this week. And so I've got to live the brand.
Okay, so I know you as a big-time foodie and a guy who has such an adventurous palate. You've always been the guy who's at the cutting edge. You'll be the first to be trying foods that no one's tried before or trying to bring this kind of stuff to the masses. Pizza's always been one of those foods that is more a little general, right? It doesn't fit into that category. What is it about pie that got you so into it?
Well, it's universal. And you know that from my reports at ABC 7, I love doing like the obscure Thai place with the cow soy, and I get excited about that kind of stuff too. But I found whenever I did something about barbecue or pizza, but especially pizza, people would really respond. And they responded from every nook and cranny. And people always joke like, oh, everybody loves bacon. Well, actually, no, not everybody loves bacon because they're vegetarians and there are people who keep kosher and they're Muslims. And people love pizza, though. Everybody's got a story about pizza. And the cool thing about pizza in Chicago is there's this thing I say in the book called the Pig Syndrome, the pizza I grew up eating syndrome.
Right.
It's like, if you're from Homewood and Flossmore, man, you are an Aurelio's person. You think that's the best pizza in the world. I would disagree. If you're from the West Side, you're probably an Armand's person. If you're from the North Shore, you're a Barnaby's person. You know, that is the thing about Chicago. And so people were really enthusiastic, passionate, excited about these posts that I was making on my original pizza crawl. So I thought, there's something here. Yeah. And when I pitched this idea to Northwestern University Press about a book, they were like, absolutely. This is something that has a lot of legs to it.
I won a bet with my wife, and the bet was get to pick a restaurant. And I said, I want to do a tavern-style pizza place. And I mentioned it. It was right after the Oscars, whoever got the most categories, right? And I'm like, well, I'm going to pick a tavern-style place. And I was hosting Cochran. Steve was out. And the amount of response, it was hundreds of places. People were like, I will buy you. You come and tell them Jimmy sent you. I will buy it. It's the best pizza ever. You'll never have another slice of pizza like this in Bedford Park. Whatever
and,
it was.
Right. But and you'll get hundreds of responses for tavern style in Chicago, but you'll get maybe one for deep dish. And everybody from outside of Chicago always says, oh, Chicago style, that's deep dish. Like, I was in Brooklyn last weekend, and the guy said, oh, you're from Chicago? I don't like that pizza. It's like, but you don't understand. Chicago style means thin.
Yeah,
Chicago
right.
style is tavern style pizza. When I did this research, 185 places around the region, and I called them up anonymously ahead of time, hey, what are you guys known for? What's your big seller? It was always a thin crust, a tavern style, square cut, thin, party cut, the thin and crispy. That's Chicago style pizza, and that's what I'm trying to communicate in this
Why
book.
Is it, do you think, that the national reputation of Chicago when it comes to pizza is the deep dish? Is this, I mean, where does that come from?
Well, because it's so unique, because nobody has it outside of Chicago. You cannot find it on the East Coast. There's maybe an Uno chain, which is not, you know, Uno's not even a Chicago company anymore. And it's just so, it's like this weird alien thing. And it's, you know, it's been here since 1943, so it's not like a newcomer. But it is this thing that people just don't see in their hometown pizza places. And so they always say, oh, that's the Chicago style. But here's the interesting thing. When people like Jon Stewart make fun of Chicago pizza,
right.
they always show a picture in the over-the-shoulder of a Giordano's, of a stuffed, of something from Super Rosa, right? And you know what stuffed is? That's the cheese on the bottom, the ingredient, the the ingredients in cheese, and then another layer of dough on top of that, and then the lake of sauce. That is not deep dish. That is stuffed. It's a different style of pizza created by Giordano's 1974 and Nancy's, right? That's not right. deep dish. So, but the reason people from out of town get so crazy because it is this weird anomaly that they've never seen before.
Oh, that's interesting, because I as a Chicagoan, always mistake that, because I would always think Giordano's, because it's style, and Gino's and things downtown, they are that's deep dish, even though that's stuffed.
No, it's not. I mean, well, they do some do stuffed and some right. do deep. Like Gino's is not a stuffed place; it's a deep place. And Giordano's right. is a stuffed place, really, not a deep place. But the weird thing is that the people just, they'd see that picture and they think Chicago, right. and it's just, I'm really trying to get them out of that mindset.
How can talk about the walking tours, because you're doing, like you said, you were just here doing pizza all day. Where's this idea come from?
Because, again, people come to Chicago, they spend all their time down here on Michigan Avenue, and they go to all the deep dish places. And I feel like Chicago's a city of neighborhoods, right? And we want to get people outside of this downtown core. I mean, we love it down here. It's beautiful. But I think West Town's interesting. I think Bucktown's interesting. I think West Loop is interesting. And so I've set up tours that tackle four different styles of pizza in 3 hours. I think that's really about as much as people can stand, is 3 hours of pizza eating. But I think four styles is great. And so one of the reasons we're not doing Southside as much is because the Southside basically is a lot of the same tavern style, right? If I want to go to Vito and Nick's all the way down on the southwest side, where am I going to find three other styles of pizza? And so I can find
You're
in
looking
West,
for the variety, right?
In West Town, I can go to Coal Fire for a New York style Coal Fire pizza. Beautiful, yeah. right? Artisan pizza.
Yep.
Then I can walk over to Salerno's and have a tavern style. I can walk to D'Amato's and get a Sicilian slice.
You're
I can walk to
right.
Pico
yeah.
Lasogno and get a Neapolitan.
Those
right?
are two completely different styles
Very
of pizza
different.
All within three blocks.
That's
yeah.
what I'm, and that's what the book is getting at, like the 10 styles of pizza we have in Chicago. If you go to Bucktown, you can go to My Pie for another great deep dish, by the way, that no one knows about. People on the tour, we did the friends and family, they were like, I didn't know this was here even, and My Pie's been around, you know, since
Years,
the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
We go to Demos for a slice. We go to Kraft for artisan. We go to Bonchi, this new Roman Altaglio style. So there are four different styles there. We go to West Loop. We do Luz, of course, for a deep, but then we do Forno Rosso for Neapolitan. We do Bonchi for Roman. We do a Sicilian slice at Nona's. So you can get...
Oh, my God.
People don't realize. When I talk to people from Chicago, they're like, well, I've been to Luz. And I've been to the neighborhood place in my neighborhood, and that's about it. They don't get out.
How's
much.
How's your sweating? Are you sweating a lot?
like pepperoni sweats? No, but the cool thing about the eating all this pizza, I'm this is just crazy. I'm going down this whole rabbit hole. Italian sausage, you take it for granted in Chicago, right? It's on every pie. It was created in Chicago on pizza. When you go to New York or you go to the East Coast, sausage there is sliced like it's off of, it looks like gyros.
Yeah, you're right.
It's
right.
always sliced.
Yeah.
And there's no fennel and garlic like here. It's like in jagged, rugged pieces. I brought you some labriola here from down the street. They got a Sicilian, I brought a deep dish, and I brought a Chicago style thin. And this Italian sausage, he does Russo sausage from All Sip from the South Side. And it's got that jagged, rough, garlicky fennel. I love those nooks and crannies.
Oh,
very different than on the East Coast. And so that's what's cool about Chicago style as well.
Steve Dolinsky here. His new book coming out, Pizza City USA, 101 Reasons Why Chicago is America's Greatest Pizza Town. It's out this fall, but he also has the walking tours. We're just about to start. PartyCityUSA.com.
Pizza City.
Pizza City. What
Pizza
is it?
City
I know,
USA.
I haven't written that.
That's okay. PartyCityUSA.com.
PizzaCityUSA.com to get more information on the walking tours. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more pizza. And, of course, the James Beard Awards, which are coming up here on Monday. Stay with us.
Make a dance, take a chance, up and all around the pizza boy. Look at it go. Make a dance.
Pizza boy, Steve Dolinsky.
Oh, my God.
No.
That's my new name of the office.
I know.
Hey, pizza boy.
Hey, pizza boy. PizzaCityUSA.com is the place to find Steve Dolinsky's information for his walking tours. Different neighborhoods to really give you a slice of Chicago
yes.
pizza.
We do a bus tour once a week.
Gosh, man.
Four
where do you find the time?
Four neighborhoods.
Because you're still working all the time on ABC. You do the podcast, the feed.
Yeah, but you know what? I've got a daughter in college. She doesn't need me anymore. And my son is a junior in high school. He's busy. He's driving around. I mean, they don't need me anymore, Justin.
You motivate me. You inspire me all the time. Because whenever I feel like I'm too busy or I feel like I want to start complaining, I go, what would Steve Dolinsky do?
Yeah.
He would not be complaining. He'd be picking up another job. That's what he'd be doing. So get out there.
Thank you. I'm glad I inspire you, Justin. That's so
you and I, 20 years ago, won a James Beard Award. I found the picture. I've been going through some stuff because we're going doing Schadenfreude's 20th anniversary is this year. And 1998, I found this picture of you and I in tuxedos winning a James Beard Award 20 years ago this week.
A lot of hair, too, then. Yeah, that's right? Funny, yeah.
Amazing. I mean, you were up for James Beard this year for the gazillionth time. You did not win, which I don't know who you were up against, but it was you got robbed.
I did. It was the best TV segment for food segment on a non-food show. That was the category. TV segment, food segment, non-food show.
And that was out in New York.
It was out in New York. Yeah, they do the book broadcast and like media awards, journalism awards last Friday in New York City. Those awards will always be in New York because the whole publishing industry is there.
Yeah, right.
So we were up against PBS. We lost to PBS. But it was nice to be nominated. It's nice to be there. You know, people are like, oh, you're the guy from Chicago.
Do they let you – do you present?
I did not present. They didn't ask me.
You know what? Don't get me started, man.
I know.
I find
Tamron Hall was the MC. She did a great job, by the way. She's very good. Yeah, Chicagoan.
Former Chicagoan. All right, so the James Beard Awards for the food side of it is this Monday here in Chicago. It's, of course, become an annual tradition. How does Chicago look when it comes to the categories like chef and restaurant, things like that?
Pretty good. You know, we got Outstanding Baker nominee, Outstanding Pastry Chef in the Country nominee, Outstanding Restaurant Tours, the Boca guys. Every nominee in the Great Lakes category for chef is from Chicago.
Wow.
So there will be a Chicago winner there. Rising star chef from the chef from Lula and Marisol, Sarah Rinkovaj is up. So there's a couple of national awards potentially for us. But, you know, it's at the Civic Opera House Monday night. There's a ton of stuff this weekend, actually. This is kind of the busiest. Well, it's always been a busy weekend, but because Chicago's hosted it now for a couple of years and we've got it until 2021, the local food industry has really sort of just taken it in and opened up to the public, and they've given tickets now. And so it's not just an industry thing. When you and I went 20 years ago, it was like you had to be a nominee to go to stuff. And now it's like if you want to pay $50, you can go to a cool cocktail event. And there's all these pop-ups from these really cool bars, like Trick Dog from San Francisco is coming in. Guys from New York are coming in to do pop-ups from the Nomad Hotel. And so you can go to these events Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is really cool.
Wow. Well, yeah, it's amazing. Think about it. You don't have to go rent your tuxedo from Genghis like I did.
You rented then. Yeah, I know. I think I had to buy one, unfortunately. But yeah, that was a...
I took it on the plane with me to New York because I was 21 God. Years old or whatever at the time. Like, this is like, oh, is there a place I can put this?
You look like, I mean, like you're still... You're so funny when you were in that picture with the tux.
Yeah, a lot of sideburns going on.
So great.
You know, back to pizza, it is something I joke with you about, you know, the idea of where you find the time. Do you see this being a future for you, the idea of you being the face of Chicago pizza, doing this over and over for people coming in?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I never imagined that it would be like this, but because of this interest in the book, I'll see how the book sells, I guess, and because of the interest in the tour so far, we've been online for 2 days. This could become my thing. I mean, there could be worse things. You know, like Abe Froman was a sausage king of Chicago, you know, and Ferris Bueller, maybe Steve Dolinsky is the pizza king of Chicago. I don't know. Dolinsky is not really a pizza name. It should be more Italian.
Are you not like the wine tours or when you go to a winery, do you spit your pizza out? Take a bite.
You know what, though? I do. I don't finish a slice typically, unless it's a little small, tiny square slice. I typically do not like. We're looking at this huge Labriola deep here. I would have like two bites of that thing and probably call it a day.
What makes this pizza, this Labriola does stuff? It's not stuff. It's a deep dish here. What makes this pizza the number one on your list?
So the bottom crust is crispy, first of all. That's a big key component for me. I mean, this has been sitting for a bit, but typically when you get in the restaurant, you could almost pick it up with your hands. You don't need a knife and fork. It's a crispy bottom. It holds its shape. There's corn flour, there's corn meal, and there's corn oil in this to bake it. He puts little Calabrian chilies in with the sausage. There's a little bit of cayenne in the sauce. There's pecorino romano grated on top. It's just a little bit nicer than the typical average deep dish. And this outside perimeter on the upper edge, it looks like a Pequod's. It looks like a Detroit-style pizza. It's kind of a burnt, crispy, cheesy crust that gives you some texture. I like texture with my cheese. There's one of the terms in the book. This is a very important term: OBR, optimal bite ratio. You don't want to have a mouthful of cheese and dough with pizza. That's typically a stuffed pizza.
Yeah, right.
They show those sexy, you know, sort of Instagram shots of pulling the cheese away from pulling the slice away with the cheese lava coming out of it. That doesn't appeal to me. That's just a mouthful of melted cheese in a bowl. I want to have dough and sauce and topping and cheese all together in every bite, and a little bit of crunch in there as well. I don't want to just have soft, flabby. I want to have crispy, crunchy, and also some sort of oozy cheese.
Before I let you go, a loss for the Chicago culinary
community today.
Yeah,
the matriarch really of Superdog. Yep. It's her imagery on the top of Superdog. She died.
Yeah, with her late husband Maury Berman. Flory Berman passed away overnight, and we want to wish her family the best and that we're thinking of them. She was amazing. I mean, I had done stories on her in the past when they celebrate their 60th anniversary up on the Northwest Side. Superdog is Chicago. And you cannot get more local than that. And so, you know, her passing is a major thing in Chicago because she and Maury were that restaurant.
Yeah. Steve Dolinsky, you can see him on ABC 7, of course, as the Hungry Hound. He's also got the Feed podcast he does with Rick Bayless. And now the walking tours, Chicago Pizza Walking Tours. You can find it at PizzaCityUSA.com. The new book, Pizza City USA, 101 Reasons Why Chicago is America's Greatest Pizza Town, will be out this fall. And you got to come back and continue the conversation. Steve, great to see you. It's been a good 20 years.
Thanks, Justin.